Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from inside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It's Monday morning. I'm Tom, and we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good so far. It's been, I'd say, a fairly long day already. It's only 11 a.m. We've gotten a lot of stuff done here at BEM. We've got, everybody's running freaking wild again. We had a great meeting this morning. Hopefully, the guys are going to be up to speed now with everything we've got going on. Just full blown, dude.
It's rocking and rolling. I got to tell you, Bub, it's just, there's a lot of stuff going on in here. Yep. A lot of good stuff. We've made a lot of changes in the business here over the course of the last week to kind of restructure things and get some of these things moving around. We're going to talk a little bit about that. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's ExoticMotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the finest in boutiques. Miss Outlaw Boutique at 561-660-6695. You can also find Miss Outlaw Boutique on Bub Facebook.
Facebook or Instagram, and it's just the same thing, Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's all you got to do. Search it. Instagram.com/Miss Outlaw Boutique. Get to any of those things, man. I'll tell you what, have you not looked at her site lately?
It's crazy, and she's very, very active out there on Instagram.
Really,
you guys
active.
Give Robin and Layla your support, give them your love out there, buy their products. It's good stuff, man. TonyRienzi.com, that's TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, Bub. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee in the vent in the world. We're going to be talking about that in just a minute. And ladies and gentlemen, finally, Monkey in Paradise. That's monkeyinparadise.com. Monkey in Paradise reminds you, Bub.
Drink responsibly every time, anytime.
We were with the guys from Monkey in Paradise on one of the owner's penthouses there Saturday night. And then we did a couple other things down in West Palm. I want to thank you for taking me with you, Bub. That's the first time I've experienced that, and it was a great, great time.
Yeah, man. Well, we had a really good time. We've got a super good crew that we're involved with. Everybody that's not only just us and the family side of it, but also in the entire Lion Pride. Everybody's here bringing pure strength to the table, and it's just a lot of fun. Nobody's out looking for trouble. Everyone's out just going out and having a good time. The same thing that Monkey in Paradise Premium Vodka, by the way, is all about. And even for all of us that were out the other night, some of us weren't even drinking, hard liquors or vodka, anything like that. Just a simple Michelob Ultra, right? We had guys in the crew doing those. It's just not about going and getting hammered and having a bad time. It's just going out, having one drink, two drinks max, and then just enjoying the night, just taking the edge off a little bit, everybody having a fun, great conversation. And we did for, I'd say, 6-7 hours, yeah. Just a fun time, great conversation. And that was exactly how Monkey in Paradise got started, was the little plastic cocktail markers. Sitting around, sipping a drink of whatever your choice may be, before they had the MIP on them, which strictly meant in designated vodka, it was just nothing more than colored monkeys.
It was a great time.
Took off and it turned into something huge, and that's exactly what we do. We enjoy it, and everyone has a great time.
Great time, great vibe. Mr. Producer, did you have a question already this morning?
Joseph Kramer
up there in Fairfax, Virginia. Good morning, Joseph. How are you? Also, Bub, we have a shout-out to a yoga class down there. I think it's in Delray.
Dude, no idea.
And the whole crew out there, Tanya, and the whole crew out there, good morning to you guys. Thank you for watching this morning. But we're going to jump into this segment. We're going to talk a little bit about factory bumpers replaced Bubba style.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. This car came to us with a little bit of a checkered past, Bub. It came to us with the salvage title in the beginning.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of work done on this car. I don't know what the history of it. It is full of body work. It is full of paint work, which is very noticeable to even the untrained eye.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, too, because you actually, and you know what, it's almost unfortunate because you do see this stuff a lot down here in South Florida, right? So it's common to see cars that look brand new that have never been wrecked, truly wrecked, and I'm talking severe accidents, fenders, glass replacement, door replacement, stuff like that. It's very easy to find some cars that have salvage titles, and typically that's from water damage. That happens a lot down here. Guys leave their windows open, guys leave their sunroof open, and before you know it, just replacing a full leather interior and all the electronics that run in the base of the car, in the center console, the switches, the computers that mount underneath the seats, you can very quickly take an $80,000, $90,000 car, have $50,000 in repairs in it, and they're like, okay, it's worth the value, or it's more than the value of the car, salvage title this thing. So even though you see it, doesn't mean it's a bad thing. You just need to make sure the repairs are done properly.
Yes. And Bub, that's sort of what you did here. You've gone over this whole car. If this car was involved in another accident, if we can turn this up, we'll show people. First of all, you can see, ladies and gentlemen, this has got a lot of curb rash on it. We call it curb rash because the driver of this vehicle was not careful and continued to take the nose of this vehicle over the curb. It's an AMG 63, ladies and gentlemen. It says Mercedes. Let's take care of our products, okay? If we turn this over right here, we can clearly see where the driver hit something or picked something up in the highway right here. There are a lot of bugs on this. We have love bug season down here in South Florida, and there's a lot of love bugs. You've got to keep these off the paint, Bub.
Yep, big time, man, because as you can see, these things literally burn into the paint, especially if you don't treat them with care within, I'd say, a good 24 hours. I mean, this kind of stuff, and there's roads here that are irrelevant to that. I mean, you're going to go out, like, let's say, for example, Beeline Highway. This is just out, I mean, west of us, where Palm Beach International Raceway is. So we hit that road quite often, especially with the race team. We're going out there. You're traveling on it. You're going to get bugs. You've got to take care of your stuff and clean it. Don't let the stuff just sit and bake in. Clearly not what the owner of this car does, and that's exactly what happened over here. Now you've got damage in the front bumper. There's a lot of body shops out there that would almost take like a hot glue, and they would try to repair this. They glue it back together.
No.
Listen, man, for the time you're going to put into doing something like that, that's going to last you 6 months, maybe 12 months at a max, take the time and just do the right thing. And here at BEM, we just show it again. We don't waste time. We don't dick around. We're not going to go aftermarket body kits. We're not going to go aftermarket panels. This is already a C63 AMG. This is an animal of a car for itself. You want to treat it like that. So we went ahead and called Mercedes, got a brand new bumper, stuck it in the paint and body shop. I shot this thing Friday afternoon, let it dry through the weekend, and then we went ahead and got it assembled and on the car this morning. We're going to proceed with the final wet sand and buff, keep some of that factory grain in it so it matches the clear coat on the rest of the vehicle, and it'll be ready to go out to the client.
Funny thing is, Bud, the parts for this were very hard to come by. This client's
they
been
were.
In a rental vehicle for 2 weeks. We had Friday afternoon a late... arrival from the insurance agent walking in saying, what is going on with my client's car? Your client, it's our client.
Yes.
How about this? We're as frustrated that Mercedes couldn't get the parts to us as well or as quickly as we could. They had, in this case, ladies and gentlemen, this bumper was sourced as an aftermarket part.
Right.
Even though the...
On the insurance side.
On the insurance
yes, yes.
side. Even though the... parts house showed it in their inventory, they didn't carry it, so it had to come from Mercedes-Benz. We've had great conversations with everybody throughout these programs, letting them know you have to slow your roll and let people do the job right. Mm-hmm. This is a case of that, Bub.
Yeah, man, it's exactly what we do here. It's we don't second guess anything, and we don't shortcut, we don't take shortcuts.
No.
And we're not gonna go, you know, for example, there's a lot of companies out there, man, and I have no problem calling it out. A lot of companies out there in business in the automotive, the body, the collision side that do insurance jobs, and they do 50% of the work they've been paid to do because you're already getting skimped so much.
Yep.
Not here at BEM. We don't play around.
Nope.
If we're going to fix an AMG, we're going to fix an AMG, and we're going to put an AMG front bumper on. It's just that simple. Fact of the matter is it's a very expensive part. It's a $1,500 bumper cover. I think we may have made, honestly, I don't care, maybe $46 on this bumper from cost to list. I mean, there's no difference in that thing. And that's it. So by the time you do this, plus you do the painting, you do the time, then you do the cut and buff, the wet sanding buffing process. And here at BEM, we take the time, no matter what the job may be, even if we're doing front brakes on the car, we are going to detail this car before it goes.
Oh, absolutely.
And as you can see, it's a freaking mess.
Absolutely.
That's the way this whole car is, but we make sure they go out of here right. So total loss, all the time.
All the time. That's what people don't understand. Mr. Producer, did you have a question, sir?
Yes, Matt. So can't wait to get it back. Looks great.
Nice.
Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Morning, Matt.
Is the owner. Good morning. Matt is the owner of the AMG 63.
Yep.
He's joining us this morning. Matt, she's ready for you. Bub's going to do some cutting and buffing. We're pointing out some of the things that were missed by other houses, as you can see, and your baby will be back with you. She is worth the time we took to make it happen.
You know, so, that's one of the things, too, and, you know, when we go through and take the time to do this stuff. So, for example, like you can see if you flip this up again. So a lot of the times, typically when you get the insurance-related stuff, you get items that are, you know, they skimp it, right? Insurance does. You pay them a lot of freaking money every month. You pay for full coverage, and you get a quarter of that back.
Yeah, exactly.
So all
Why
the way
do I feel
down
like
to,
I'm on a Nationwide commercial? What do they expect me to drive? A fourth of a car?
Is that the way the commercial goes? That's the girl that's standing
bad.
By the park.
Should I sign up for Nationwide commercials?
You should. It might pull some extra money. So, I mean, all the way down to, like, the actual washers. So these cars, every one of them had different options. It had options on with or without the headlight washer nozzles. It had ground effects packages. It had different accenting to them with sport packages where there was a billet bar across the front.
Yep.
So many different options that go to make this thing right. But all the way down to, you know, little pieces like this. There's three caps in addition that we actually bought because it just would have taken literally more time to pull these apart, sand them, prep them, paint them, repair the deep chips that are in these things than it would have been worth. So we went ahead, especially Matt, if you're out there watching, we got you all new ones. So everything's fresh. These are all Mercedes parts, all factory Mercedes
and
labeled.
They didn't put
and
that
they go
in
right
the, in. They didn't put that in the
no.
Adjustment. Mr. Producer, another question, sir.
Mike says, morning, guys. Been away for a while, catching up on some shows. Have a great day.
Which Mike was that?
McCloskey.
Nice. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Mike. How are you, brother? Yes, you have been away.
Yes.
Mike is a very, very, very important part of our family.
And, Mike, you need to be staying tuned, by the way, because we might have an episode coming up here.
We might have an episode coming up that would interest you, Mike. Mike is a very good friend of ours.
Very good.
Up in Garrett County, Maryland. He's just an amazing guy. I can't get into his card right now.
No. He'll just have to see it. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of things going on in Paint and Body. Bub, you have moved four of these cars that have been jammed up with us down the road. We have decided to take on an outside resource to help move these three things through faster and clean some of these cars up that we've been stuck on not getting out the door.
Well, you know, just, it takes so much time, man. And, out of everything else, if it comes to, like, mechanical, if it comes to suspension packages, brakes, custom cut wheels and tires start pushing your limit. But you've got all these other things that you can do in building and designing a car, right? So doing like upholstery, Greg rolls through it pretty solid. Is he slow? Yeah, but he takes his time and it's perfect. Comes out right every time. So you've got, typically between a month to 3 months on your average upholstery job, depending on how crazy and custom you go with it. Sometimes paint and body, you're looking at 3 months to a year and a half, 2 years, just depending on how bad the rust is on the car. And we've dealt with that a lot. So lately what we've been doing is really rolling these things through. Just offset to my left, so your guys is right, we just finished a Pro Touring Bel Air. This thing literally rolled out of the paint shop, I'd say,
And
got scratched by one of my clowns here, so I got to repaint the whole back half of the car, so another 3 week setback.
Not scratched, gouged.
Pretty much gouged. But you know what, man, like that car alone, that's been here, I think, 2.5 years I've been doing the rust repair. I've done door skins, done quarter panels, I've done floor pans. So these things take freaking forever. But when you look at this car, check out the Instagram.com, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and look at the reflection and the clarity in that paint.
Yep.
It's ignorant, dude.
It's crazy.
Insane. So it turns out right. So Mike, stay tuned. You're going to see something that's going to blow your mind.
Yeah, it's going to get good, Bub.
Yep.
A lot of really good things going on out here. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team, headed by the world champion driver, our world champion driver, Joe Hammerback, will be under the lights Thursday night at Palm Beach International Raceway. And
this,
ladies and gentlemen, we would love for you to join us. If you go to bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, our IT manager is doing huge things, ladies and gentlemen. He's literally, Bub, working around the clock, revamping everything as part of us refacing the evolution of the business. Mm-hmm. He's right now in the broadcast studios. He took everything out of the studios, rehooked everything, rewired everything for a crisper, cleaner sound, for a more punctual show on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. We had some technical difficulties that got us on the air 30 minutes late.
Yeah, that's just all the stuff you got to do, man, and we've got so many different things going on here. Everything from, like we discuss it all the time, from the rally team to building for the guys at Monkey in Paradise Premium Vodka, to the race stuff, to the client cars here every day, to our radio show on the weekend, to our live streams we're doing right now, the daily live streams, to just organizing the crew. Having everybody in under one roof, 15 guys doing all the same stuff, getting everything going here. We've expanded the team 3 times what it typically is, and we've just been cranking this stuff out. The rides are literally rolling out, 2, 3, and 4 a week now, which is amazing. That's where we need to be, especially for some of these bigger projects, man. They've taken a long time, but they're coming down that back stretch, and they're looking freaking good.
They are. It's been a long time coming, Bob. Yeah. We have been dealing with log jams and people in South Florida that have no work ethic and no work value. I'm not going to put my name on something and jam it out the door.
No, you just have to take the time and do it, and that's why I'd say the past maybe 4 or 5 cars just in the past maybe month and a half, 2 months, it's been me painting them.
Yep.
Because I got to make sure that stuff flows right, man. I've had too many painters that, the guys back in body now, they're getting the cars ready for me, so all I do is walk over one-to-one on my paint. Same thing here, just one-to-one on it, get it ready to go, pour it in my gun, and start walking that car and shooting it, man. There's too many times where guys, they just won't take the time to bend down. They'll shoot the bottom of the car. You'll miss stuff, and that's not acceptable. You've got to get fender wells. You've got to get inside the quarters. You've got to get everywhere you need to get on the backside of this bumper, even though no one will ever look, but the backside of this bumper, all the way across the bottom. So guess what? If for some reason someone does take this car out, you can literally say it's never had a ghetto paint job done to this car. The bumper was off. It was shot at every possible angle. So there's no tape lines. There's no seams. There's no cracks. There's no tape lines around any of this. It was all taken apart and done properly.
That's the way you do it, Bob. You only do it one way. Mr. Producer, another question, sir.
Yeah, Mark Hoffman says, GM Tom, Bubba, and Big Money Geo Hammerback, car looks good. And Matt commented again, awesome guys, looks great, thanks for taking the time.
So let's take it from the top. Matt, the owner of this vehicle, I don't like releasing people's personal information, but he really is pleased with the way his vehicle looks. It's done Bubba style. It's only going to be the best.
Good morning. Guess what? It's like this. Hey, too, check it out. Matt, you should be able to. We've got to do final detail on the car, and we just finished setting tire pressures. You always want to set your tire pressures before you do a front-end alignment. This one's going to be a four-wheel alignment because it does have a fully adjustable suspension front and rear. So we are going to do a four-wheel alignment this afternoon, have this thing ready to go for you. I'd say by 3 o'clock if you want to pick it up.
I don't have to call you now, do I, Matt?
Just done. It's that
simple. You just made it for me. And good morning to Mark Hoffman out there. He said good morning to Tom, Bubba, and Big Money. Big Money is at the vet today. There is a reason his name is Big Money.
Bubba. Yeah, I just worked for that little bastard.
Monster had another ear infection flare-up last week, Bub.
Yeah.
The one thing that I don't deal with is his discomfort. I want to make sure that he and everybody in my family is cared for and comforted.
Mm-hmm.
So he's at the vet with the beautiful Miss Layla Von Athey from Miss Outlaw Boutique today.
Yep.
So, Bub, we're going to wrap this episode up. You want us to wrap up there, Mr. Producer? Our producer is telling us it's time to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great episode. Welcome to your Monday. We all hope that you have a great, great week out there. Bub, you know, what do we have to look forward to this week, man, before we jump out?
Oh, man. Hey, you just said it. You've got, check up at, stay with our website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, especially the BEM racing tab. Huge events going on this week. Thursday night, we are under the lights. We're going to have one of the Marlins players out there behind the wheel of the car getting trained by Geo Hammerback. So that's going to be insane. We'll do some live streams from there. So you guys.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The professional pitcher, Mr. Tim Wood.
He's doing it. He's ready.
Google him, Tim Wood, baseball. You'll see him out there. Tim Wood, who is also one of Bob's very closest friends, is going to get in the cockpit this weekend, Bub.
Yep, we've got that. We've got a lot of stuff here at BEM. Man, paint and body's rolling right now. You guys may see some sneak peeks at some crazy orange pearl paint this week. I'm telling you right now, I'm laying it down. Yep. My plan maybe is like Wednesday. That's what I'm thinking. If everything goes as what planned today and tomorrow as it should, get that thing shot Wednesday and then just keep rolling, man. I got the guys on full mechanical over here. We've got a super rare pro touring Fossil Vega, fuel injected, four-wheel disc brake, power steering, air conditioning. Rare as crap.
Very rare.
If you guys have no idea what I'm saying, go out and Google search a Fossil Vega.
F-A-C-E-L.
Yes, not F-U-C-K.
That's right. That'd be a full Vega.
Yes, it would be.
F-A-C-E-L, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, so that's it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump out of this segment. Until tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's MSOutlawBoutique.com. 561-660-6695. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Go visit her on Facebook. Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise wants to know, ladies and gentlemen, what's your paradise? Monkey in Paradise reminds you, please drink responsibly. Cars and Coffee of the Palm Beaches, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We will be there with the entire Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Racing Rally Team set up, the pit set up, the tour bus, the whole nine yards. We'll be doing autographs. It's going to be a fun time. To the mall, people, let's make sure you reach out and touch somebody's life in a very positive light. If somebody's got their hands full, open the door for them. If somebody has holes in their feet, on their shoes, give them a pair of shoes. Pay less to keep. If they're hungry, feed them. To the mall, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.